We're talking so much about the bounce back 24 hours later. You must have been pretty happy with the way your club played tonight.
Yeah, not easy set of circumstances on back-to-back and being pretty emotionally low after our performance yesterday. Real good learning experience and confidence builder for our team.
The Nick Ehlers goal, how big was that less than a minute after they struck first?
Really big in that we had kind of liked the way we had battled, probably overhandled the puck, that it ends up in the back of your net. We gave one of those up on the island, and we needed a stop to that kind of that feeling. So, and then for him, too, he's played well. He's had good chances to score. And that was a heck of a shot. So really good. Got that good feeling going in the game for us.
Solid goaltending performance, too.
Yeah, very, very good. There were stretches there on their power play early. And then a lot of scrums at the net with traffic at the net. You know, Mike's such a big man, and he's very agile. He can seal that post really well. And he moved the puck pretty well for us, pretty effectively. He got his couple breakouts at key times where he made real smart plays with the puck.
Good or bad, this team is used to killing off penalties. How do you think they did there? And I mean, obviously did well in the second period.
Really liked our penalty kill, and it got better. And I really liked our composure. You know, I think that's the key piece to it. We had back-to-back nights where we had a run of penalties, but didn't lose our focus and got the kill, got stronger, and then a real nice payoff on it for doing the right things.
How about for Brian Little to get the couple of goals and find the score sheet this
year?
Yeah,
for Brian, such an important part of our team. You know, going three games without any production, it weighs on him a little bit, and it was good to get him going. I thought that line kind of built throughout the game, and by the time they got to the midpoint of the game, they were really good, and it's good that he got one on each special team.
Shorthanded goals have a way to snowball into confidence and have a team play well, especially when they come late. Did you feel that? It really helped your team going into the third.
Yeah, the real critical piece in that second period with all those power plays is what's going to happen to your team after. Either they score or you've run your bench. You know, the game plan was to play four lines. We just don't use anybody right now on our fourth line to kill penalties, so they just didn't get on the ice. Being able to come out ahead was really important, and I thought we played our best of the three periods in the third.
How about a win on back-to-back nights, playing yesterday and then coming today and winning today?
Yeah, we I think now I'm gonna like to be able to run the whole bench in these games so we can use everybody, but we've got some pretty good depth there and our shift length was good. So all the little discipline things that came into our game were important for us for back to back.
Any concern with Ben Chiarot not playing tonight?
Well, concern for Ben. I mean, we want him in the lineup. He's day to day, but you know, we do have depth. You know, we've got another good NHL defenseman in Paul Postman that didn't play today. But Adam Party came in, and when he comes in, our penalty kill just gets better. And he's a part of it. So we've got good depth on our back end.
Find out anything about your team on this four-game trip that you didn't already know?
No, we're able to get back. Today's game was very important for us because it was a playoff team coming off a real disappointing loss on back-to-back nights. And what we did today here, we did last year consistently. And every team needs to find its identity, and it needs to prove to itself that it can do it. Even if you've done it all of last year, it's a new year. It's really important, I think, mentally for the psyche of our team in terms of how we handle adversity.